Hello, everyone.
So, Adrian, how do you feel? I know you returned to practice, and you know, Vikings Nation is hoping you don't hurt yourself, that you're not coming back too soon. What are your thoughts on all that?
Well, I feel good. My second day of practice, so just getting back into the rhythm of things. But I've been able to kind of gauge, you know, how I feel out there, and the last 2 days have went pretty smoothly.
Can you still look at that Green Bay game or any
chances
this week?
You know, that was the goal I had set before me. So I'm just going to continue to take it one day at a time. And, you know, when that time comes as a group, you know, we'll sit down and talk and see which direction it's best to go in.
If you did feel good enough, do you think you could go on Sunday?
Say it again.
If you did feel good enough, do you think you could go this Sunday?
If I did feel good enough? I don't know. You know, it's, like I say, it's my second day of practice, you know, so I'll get back out there tomorrow and see how I feel as well, you know, get more reps, you know, still getting adjusted to some of the, you know, the terminology as well, you know, so that's a lot to say that right now.
Adrian, how much of it now is your knee and how much of it is just being back in shape and playing football again?
It's both. It's a combination of both. You know, so, you know, I'm out there practicing, so I'm able to test my knee out and see how I feel, you know, being out there making cuts and accelerating and things like that. And so this is a combination of both. We'll see when, as more time, you know, more time I get to be able to see how I feel comfortable.
Adrian, what is the biggest thing that's different now than beginning of the season? What's the biggest thing that's changed the offense?
Biggest thing?
Yeah.
Well, early on we were 5-0, you know, so I would just say the terminology, because there's still a lot of stuff that remains the same. Just a couple wrinkles in there that's a little different. But outside of that, you know, when you have a different offensive coordinator, they have a little different approach. So the meeting room is different as well. But outside of that, we still pretty much have the same offense that we had previously, just with some new twists.
Are you wearing the knee brace as a precaution? I know when you've come back before, you've been a guy that says, I'm not wearing the knee brace when I play in a game. Is that going to still hold true? Are you going to not wear it?
No, I definitely plan on keeping the knee brace on. For me, just to, you know, make sure that I'm protected. You know, it's like, why not? It's a new titanium brace. It's super light. A little uncomfortable just because I really don't like anything on my knees. But, you know, taking the situation, I'll wear it.
What made you change your mind? Was it before the Dallas game when you said that, you know, I'm going to come back Green Bay? Before it was, if they're, you know, playoff bound? What was going on in your mind deciding what game to come back and why?
What was going on in my mind?
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, before the process, I kind of had my mind set out when I wanted to come back, you know, and just going through it, you know, I was able to gauge as the healing progress and just, you know, what I was allowed to do, was able to do as far as running and things like that progress, you know, things kind of change, you know. So really what it's been boring down to is just how my body feels, you know, the meniscus and, you know, how it looks and how it's healing, you know, what percentage is it healed. So it's a lot of things that I've been factoring in, you know, the risk and all that as well. So it's a lot going on, and you know, it's a lot to think about and a lot to make a decision on. So it's been something I've just been kind of, you know, weighing the options.
What do you know of Frank Gore? What do you think his secret is to his longevity? Older guy than you.
I know. You know, he's actually a guy that I've always been interested in, looked up to when I was in school. You know, a guy that motivated me as well. You know, just the way he bounced back from injuries, and of course, you know, being in the league now, what, I think 2 years ahead. And he's been, you know, playing so consistent, you know, at a consistent level, you know, racking off these 1,000-yard seasons, you know. So I'm sure he does a lot of praying, and I know mentally his mind is in a great place, because to be able to play as long as he's played, to be able to overcome the injuries that he has, mentally you have to be on a totally different level.
When you look at the run game this season, what do you think has been missing?
What I think
as a whole.
What do you think? We'll get your opinion first. What do you think has been missing?
Number 28.
Huh? Number 28. Yeah, that's a good answer.
That's a crazy one. I don't know. I think it's been a combination of things. You know, different guys struggling. You know, it is what it is. You know, like everyone around knows the answers. You know, but you know, even with that, you know, there's a lot of small things that can be tweaked as well. But I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough question. You know, I, if you lose your starting quarterback, you know, your team probably hurt. You know, and not in all cases. You know. Like, you look at this case, you know, Bradford came in, did a great job. But normally, when you lose a starter, you know, you kind of hurt in that area. So that has a little to do with it.
But you mentioned there's a lot of things to consider, you know, risks and whatnot. I mean, how much is beyond 2016 factoring into how you're going to come to a decision?
I'll be lying to you to say that it's not factoring in, you know. And, of course, that'll be something that goes into that circle of so many things to consider. So, yeah.
It's not just as simple as I'm healthy and we're in the race. You got to roll.
Well, you know, the injury is a 4 to 6 month injury. So, you know, as far as the meniscus, you know, in my mind, I'm telling myself that it's 100% healed. But I really won't know until I look and see it from images, you know. So with that, you know, you got to be smart about just how you approach everything going ahead.
But how much of it has to do with, you know, wanting to prove to this team, to the decision makers on this team, and even other teams out there that, you know, you're still a viable top back in this league?
Not really. A little bit, but I feel like, you know, thus far, you know, I've proven myself, you know. I've been doing this for 10 years, you know, it's not the first injury I've overcame, you know, and, you know, came back and was able to still be, you know, successful as well. So I think over 10 years proving anything to the organization, you know, I don't think I have to do that. You know, I think it speaks for itself.
Well, Adrian, what will kind of give you all clear in your mind to know that you can play? What will be the thing that shows you, yes, I can go back on?
That's kind of hard to say, you know, because it's, you know, in my mind, it's a little easy to go out and, you know, going through the first level, you know, being able to cut and run and, you know, do some football movements, and then you move over to practice and now you have bodies in front of you and you're able to simulate some of the same movements. But it's nothing like being out there and, you know, guys diving, hitting at your legs and things like that, you know. So I really can't answer that one.
Last couple minutes.
Hey, Adrian, this time around, you've been with the team. You've kind of been like a coach, you've kind of been an encourager. Mm-hmm. Has that changed you at all this time for this injury coming back?
Has it changed me?
Yeah.
In what way?
Did you learn anything from the other perspective as you're helping these guys?
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn about this team? Especially, yeah, you said you started 5-0 and then to see it go down.
Just to see just the guys, the fight in each guy, you know, and, you know, to keep that hunger inside. You know, I see it in all these guys that continue to fight. You know, here we are now in a position to still make the playoffs, you know, despite starting 5-0. But, you know, just being around and being able to talk to the guys on the sidelines and things like that, for me, you know, I've never really been that vocal of a, you know, leader. You know, I've said things here and there, but just to kind of being in the position that I'm in now, you know, just realizing, you know, how much your voice really helps a lot of people, you know, and just little things that I say to guys. So that's a little bit of what I learned. Maybe I need to talk a little more.
You mentioned the hunger. So regardless of if it's this week or next week, whenever you get back, how hungry are you to help this team start winning and just get back on the field after season?
Oh, man. I'm extremely hungry, man, to get out there and, you know, help these guys win. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, that's why I do it. You know, it's not for, you know, yards or anything like that. It's for the guys in this locker room. But, you know, I sweat with during training camp, OTAs. You know, we're brothers. We're family. You know, we, like I've said before, you know, we spend so much time with each other, you know, even more than family. You know, so the reason I'm fighting so hard and I'm falling so hard to get back out is for, you know, guys like Chad Greenway and all these B-Rob, all these Terrence Newman, you know, all these guys in this locker room, and including the coaching staff.
How about proving it to yourself?
Yeah.
How about proving it to yourself?
I take everything that comes before me, you know, as a challenge. And, you know, I can't say 100% through that I believe I can accomplish it. But that's just the battle of life that you go through. But I always feel that I'll accomplish whatever I put my mind to, you know. So I wouldn't say necessarily like proving it to myself, because it's like I already know the end game. Like, I'm going to come back. I'm going to be better than I was before. So I wouldn't say I'm proving it to myself. It's just it's more so just a challenge for me to get there and then be able to take it all in once it's accomplished.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Andrew.